Hello everybody and welcome to episode number 41 of the Sunday Tea Time. And today we're going to talk about how you can turn website visitors into customers. So welcome everybody. And first of all, welcome to the live stream. If this is your first time or if you're watching the replay, we go live every Sunday at 5 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And talk about business and marketing for the Jamaican market. So if you're a Jamaican business owner or if you operate a Jamaican company, then you are in the right place. Mm-hmm. And first of all, let us know where you're from or let us know which industry you are in, so that we get a feeling how we can help you best. And generally speaking, if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the comment section, put them in the chat. We try to monitor everything, all the comments all the time, although we usually have a 10, 15, sometimes 20 second delay, depending on the platform. Generally speaking, YouTube is the most stable one, mm-hmm. With the most stable connection, and usually the best one for you to watch the live show. So today, as mentioned earlier, we will talk about websites and what you can do to actually turn your website visitors into paying customers. So we have 4 points prepared and one bonus point at the end that we think or that are in our experience super important, especially for Jamaican business owners. So what we're going to do is to go through each step, to each point, and talk a little bit about it, and then at the end we will answer your questions. So feel free to drop your questions, drop your thoughts during the live stream in the chat, in the comment section. We will then collect your questions and answer them at the end in the Q&A. But in the meantime, feel free to drop a hello or tell us if the audio and the video is working properly and all the tech setup is working. Not that we are talking and nobody can actually hear and see us. So give us a quick heads up if you can see and hear us, and let us know where you're from, city or parish, what industry your company, your business is in, what you're operating. That would be helpful. So let's have a look at the questions so far. I don't have a website. How can I get one? That's one thing that we will talk about during or at the end mm-hmm. of the live stream. Hello, Junior Bell. Great Hello. To have you on. And everybody that just tuned in, welcome to the live stream. Again, today we're talking about websites and how you can turn your website visitors into customers. We have a few points prepared that we want to talk about, and then we're going to answer your questions. So feel free to drop your questions in the chat, in the comment section, and then we will collect them and answer them at the end of the show in the Q&A. So why are we doing this, or what is the goal of this live stream today? Really to help you to really utilize a website for your business. Maybe you already have one and you're not really satisfied with the results, mm-hmm. or you're thinking or you're knowing that in 2020, or I mean, let's be honest, it's almost 2021, mm-hmm. That in 2021, it's hard to pronounce for some reason. 2021, right. That you need a website, then you are in the right place, because we want to talk about some of the mistakes we often see mm-hmm. that you should avoid, and for sure some of the things you should do in order to actually have a successful website that not only costs you money but is an actual sales and marketing channel for you.
And some of you probably already do have a website, but you aren't seeing actual results that you desire from it. So we'll get into how you can actually get better results from your website as well and have a more successful website so that you're, as Simon said, you're not wasting money, just putting money into the website and not getting anything. Oops.
Exactly. So let's talk about step number one. And again, I just saw that some new guests are here and tuned in. Again, feel free to ask all your questions in the chat, in the comment section, and we will then answer them later on in the live stream. So maybe the most important point, or at least one of the first points or steps you need to think of, or need to be aware of, is what is actually the goal of your website? What do you actually want to achieve with having a website? Because what we often realize is that people try, or businesses, companies try to achieve 10 different things with their website, and as a result, nothing really works. Therefore, we always recommend identify the one goal, the one conversion, and we talk about that in a second, that you want to achieve with your website, and be very specific about that. Think about that for a while. Okay, it's not about just having a pretty website that you can show off or whatever. What is the specific business goal you want to achieve with your website? Okay, so the first step would be identify your goal. And when we talk about marketing or digital marketing, you often hear the term conversion. Conversion, nothing else, means that's a specific determined goal in that specific campaign, or in that case on your website, that if some visitor or a person triggers or fulfills, then that counts as a conversion, and therefore you can optimize or can work for that specific goal and tune your website or your marketing campaign in general for that one goal. So or specific goals or different goals for your website, just that you get an idea, could be if you have an e-commerce website, if you sell a physical product, that someone places an order, that someone purchases something directly in your online shop. Okay, pays directly, you just have to ship. Or maybe your goal with your website could be that someone fills out a form and maybe requests more information. Okay, so that you generate leads with your website. Or maybe, you want that people can schedule appointments on your website. Maybe if you're offering services so that people directly on your website can book, can schedule their appointment without calling back and forth, things of that nature. Or old school, you use your website to promote your business online and then drive people into your store, drive them offline, store visits, restaurant visits, whatever it might be. Although that might be a little complicated with the current COVID situation. Yeah. But of course, when things go back to normal, that can or could be a goal of your website. Or simply a phone call. Maybe you just want that people that land on your website call you on the phone, and then you go from there, have a sales conversation, or you book an appointment, or whatever it might be. The thing is that you are very specific and pick one of the things that I just mentioned. And not say, okay, all of them sound great, I want to do all of them on my website. Okay, pick one specific one and then optimize everything for that specific goal, for that specific conversion. And if you think that your business maybe have different goals, then pick the one that has the highest impact on your business, that usually attracts the customers, with that brings in the highest revenue. Okay. All right, so first step, before you even set up a website, make sure you are really specific and you really know, okay, what is the goal of that website? What is the conversion goal that you actually want to achieve?
Yeah. And how you can actually, what can help you to get to this conversion goal? Firstly, think about who exactly your target market is. And we went through target market last week, so you can go back to Sunday Tea Time episode number 40, where we went into the target market. So you can focus on who your target market is and think about why should they come. So that is the answer that you are answering with the goal of your website. Why is it that you want them to come to your website? What is it that you're trying to achieve by them coming there?
Yeah, because you want to make it easy for your customer to take the next step.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to confuse them. Okay, what do I have to do? Do I have to call? Do I have to click the button? Do I have to fill out the form? Do I visit in person? Yeah. What do I have to do here?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to make it easy. I don't want to think. I don't want to use my brain when I land on a website. Okay, I wanted to make it as easy for everybody as possible.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Think about the last time that you had a whole bunch of options in front of your eyes and you're wondering, what should I choose? It is very difficult to make a decision. And when you give someone more than, for example, three options, then it makes it even more difficult. So try to keep it as simple as possible and give them a straightforward way to get to the action that you want them to take.
Okay, so first step, recap really quick. Yep. Before you even start to set up a website or thinking about a website, think about the specific business goal that you want to actually achieve or that your website can help you to achieve. Okay, so step number one. But before we continue, to everybody that just tuned in, welcome to the show. Today we're talking about websites and how you can turn website visitors into customers, things you should avoid, things you should do. And if you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the chat, in the comment section, and then we're going to answer them at the end of the presentation. And I got Dolcetta. I don't know if I pronounced that correct. Correct me if I'm wrong, but welcome to the show. Good to see you. All right, so next step. Super important. Kind of touched it a little bit already before, but it's super important that it's very clear for every visitor of a website what you are offering.
Yep.
Okay, and the problem here is really that you as a business owner and every business owner, you are just too close to your business, okay? You think it should be obvious for everybody out there what you're doing, what you're offering, what your product or what your service is, because you deal with it every day. A potential website visitor probably has or maybe has the first touch point with your business at that point. They don't know nothing about you. Okay, so you have really start from the from a blank canvas and think, okay, I have to make it as clear as possible for the person that lands the first time on my website what we are offering, who is it for, and the problem that you're actually solving.
Yep.
Okay.
How can you help them?
Exactly. So you have to make, and that's a hard one, to be honest, because there are a lot of people out there that can make websites pretty and make them look pretty. But to actually make a conversion machine out of them and make it easier for easy for a visitor to understand what the business is about, who you are serving, and what kind of problem you are solving or what the product or service is that you're offering to solve that specific problem, that's a whole nother game, okay? We have another live stream or video somewhere where we talk about the one-liner, which is exactly that, where you in one or two sentences really precisely can explain what your business is doing, what you're offering, who your target market is, and how you actually solve their problem or how you plan to do that.
Yeah.
And that, you can use that, for example, on your website and in all the other communication. But super important, make it very clear and very simple to understand what you're doing, what you're offering on the on the hero and the above the fold part of your website. That's the part that someone sees at the top and someone lands on your website. And don't make the mistake and start talking in PR talk and company talk, okay? Nobody wants to know that your business strives to improve whatever, okay? Be direct, be specific. Don't make the mistake and fall into industry lingo and things of that nature. Be very specific, use easy words, and when you show it a fifth grader, and or there's a thing called the grandma test, you send your grandma to your website and says, hey, what are we doing, and your grandma can't explain that in the first 10 seconds to you, then you failed. Okay, make it as easy as possible. And of course, use some people to test, get some feedback so that it's really, really clear what you're offering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with this, you should answer to your target market. So when your ideal customer comes to your website, the question that should be answered immediately is how you can help them. They should know how you can actually help them. And another thing I would like to add to that is when you're actually thinking about what to offer them on your website, do not just jumble in a whole lot of different products and services. Know that it is better when you niche in, and less is more, basically. So focus on the necessities. And as Simon said earlier in point number one, focus on the main conversion goal, what you want them to do. It is better to, for example, have 5 products in a specific niche as are really good products than to have 10 mediocre products for your customer to be choosing from. So think about that as well to focus in and hone in on what you actually offer to them.
Yeah, less is more.
That's clear. Yeah.
In that case, definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so quick recap. Step number one, identify your goal or your conversion goal. Mm-hmm. Then step number two, make it clear, make it easy to understand what you're offering when someone lands on your website.
Yeah.
And then number three, very important part, maybe a little bit more in the user experience part, but super important. You need to have a clear call to action, meaning you have one primary button, highlighted button, ideally in a color that pops out, where you clearly tell the person what they need to do next. Mm-hmm. Okay? You need to have a clear next step for them. Do they need to, again, book a call, add the product to the basket and place the order?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want them to fill out a form? Do you want them to visit your store? What is the next step you want them to take? And you want to have a big button or multiple big buttons that stand out on your website where it's easy for someone to see, click, and take the next step.
Yes.
Okay, we see often that it's so complicated for someone that is even interested in your product or service mm-hmm. when they land on the website to find, okay, well, what is the next step? Do I have to click on the drop-down mm-hmm. menu here, or do I have to scroll down all the way and find the phone number and call them? What would they want me to do? Okay, again, people will leave your website immediately if they not get quickly what they want. Okay, our brain is trained to not waste calories. And if we cannot see immediately what the website is about and what they want us to do next, then people will leave and go to your competition, go to someone that has a better website in that case.
Yeah. Okay. So in this section, you basically answer what they should do next. And it ties in a little bit to something Kareem on Instagram said, less calls to action is better. I wouldn't necessarily agree with this. As Simon said, you can have multiple call to actions on your page, just that these call to actions should have the same goal. Okay. So it's not that less call to actions is better. It's more like, ensure to focus on the goal. It doesn't matter how many call to actions you have, because you're then giving them more opportunities to actually get to the next step throughout the page, so they don't have to scroll all the way back up or all the way to a certain section to find what they need to do next. Make it easier for them, but also make it clear for them what to do next.
Yeah, so to make it clear, You are right, Karim, to the one point. You only want to have one call to action, meaning mm-hmm. one next step that someone wants to take, one goal, the phone call, the visit in the store,
right.
Fill out the form, whatever it might be. But you want to have multiple buttons on your page, on your mm-hmm. website, on different parts of your website where people can click. For example, you want to have one very prominent on the above the fold section,
mm-hmm.
then you maybe want to have another button at your testimonial section,
mm-hmm.
Maybe another one and directly at your product or services section where you describe what you're actually offering more in detail, depending on the website is structured. But you want to focus on one goal, on one conversion goal, on one
mm-hmm.
call to action. But of course, you have multiple buttons on the right places on your website so that people can easily find or easily
multiple
get the next steps. Exactly. Okay, so you have identified your goal. You have a clear idea what your conversion goal is. You make it clear what you are actually offering on your website. It's easy for people to understand. And you have a clear call to action. Okay, these are from a user experience, from a marketing perspective, from a conversion perspective, probably the most important ones. But now we want to talk about something that is at least has at least the same importance, and that's the necessary tech setup, because if the content of your website or the structure of your website can fulfill all of the points that we just talked about, but if your tech setup is not properly if your tech is not proper set up, all that will not pay out at the end. So what is the necessary tech setup for a website in 2021? Why do I have so much problem with
2021 then.
Yeah, all right. So the necessary tech setup. First and foremost, you need to have an encrypted website. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand why there are still so many websites in Jamaica that are not encrypted, meaning secured, so that they cannot be hacked. And you go there and your customer's data is not secure, or you get redirected to some scam sites or things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, I don't understand why that is the case, because it costs literally nothing. Basically, every proper service provider, web designer, software solution out there that is professional offers encrypted website solutions. And honestly, that is basically in every software stack, an out-of-the-box solution, a complete standard. Okay, and even if you want to go a level higher and want to use, for example, Cloudflare, to protect your website, that's another step that you can take. Mm-hmm. We would recommend that. You do not have to do that. But that's a super important point. I mean, what kind of message are you sending to your customers? Like, oh, I want to save the $5 a month or whatever it costs to have a proper website secured. I don't care about your data. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your credit card information. I don't care about your email. You're sending a signal that you just don't care about your customers, about your quality, about how your brands look.
Or your revenue, because a lot of people just will not buy from a website that is not secure, because it is not safe to do so.
Yeah, you maybe have experienced that by yourself. For example, if you browse with Chrome, or if you have an Android phone, or most Apple devices, they will not let you visit a non-encrypted website anymore. Mm-hmm. They will say, hey, not encrypted website, no secure certificate, things of that nature. Are you sure you want to enter? We recommend you should not enter this website for a good reason. Okay. You maybe have a website, but if it's not encrypted, then it's basically useless. And honestly, dangerous. Very really dangerous for you, for your business, and for your customers. So there's no excuse to do not take every precaution to make sure you have a proper secured web presence.
And if you think that this doesn't actually apply to you, yes, it does. There have been Jamaican websites that have been hacked into, and they've had to go through a whole bunch of stress and struggle and pay a whole lot of money to solve that situation. So just ensure, pay whatever little bit you have to pay before you have to go back and basically sweep up the mess.
Clean up.
Yeah.
True.
Which is more expensive in the long run. Yeah.
By the way, guys, we see that we get some comments and some questions. We will not forget you. We will answer all your questions at the end in the Q&A. And in the meantime, if that was actually helpful, feel free to hit the like button, the heart button, the thumbs up button, depending on the platform you are seeing this. Yeah. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you're not subscribed yet, now is the right point in time to hit that subscribe button. And now we continue. So you need to have an encrypted website. Mm-hmm. That is non-debatable.
Yeah.
Then second important part, especially from a marketing perspective, you need to have proper tracking setup. What do I mean by that? The super basics, Google Analytics, for example. Talk about that in a second, a little bit more detail, but tracking in generally so that you know who or are people visiting your website. Is your website working? Who are your people coming from?
Is it the right people?
What pages do they visiting? Basically all that important information that you need to operate your business only works on a website when you have your tracking properly installed. Okay, it would be, think about if you do not have your tracking properly installed, think about it, you would have a physical store location and you could not look into it. As soon as someone enters the store, you have no idea what the person is doing in there, which products they look at,
which ones they take up first and then put
exactly
back down.
In which sections of the store they visit and they spend the most time. You would not know all of that. Okay, that's why you need to have proper tracking installed.
Yep.
Okay, we talked about website encryption. We talked about tracking. Another thing, they kind of tie together or kind of related, is that you need to make sure that your website is responsive, meaning mobile optimized. Especially in Jamaica, think about yourself. You probably spend 80-90% of the time you are online on your phone and not on your laptop, not on your desktop PC. Okay. Therefore, most of the visitors of your website will do that through a mobile device, a smartphone, maybe the tablet. Okay. And therefore, if you do not have a responsive website, meaning that looks good no matter if people are there on mobile or on the desktop device, then you will just lose a lot of the traffic. Okay. Because first of all, the page doesn't load properly. And second of all, people can't navigate. Okay, all the menus are screwed up and people can't find stuff. Okay. And then the other part of it is you need to make sure that your website is actually loading fast enough. Generally speaking, I think most or a lot of Jamaican websites, they load super slow, even if you visit them on a desktop with a high speed internet connection, because they run on super old servers. Again, people trying to save money here or have some homemade solutions or some Jamaican built solutions that are just not stable and just not fast enough, especially when someone from overseas tries to visit the website and is used to fast loading speeds. But even when your target market is in Jamaica, because again, think about it, people are most of the time with their phone on your website. And that means they are most of the time on not the most stable connection. They may be on the road, they're on a mobile network, and even if they have a connection to a Wi-Fi network, you need to have fast loading times. It just takes longer to load on a phone than it takes on a desktop PC. Okay. Again, all of that, if you do not fulfill this kind of little checklist, will cost you visitors, people will leave your website, and therefore at the end of the day, costs you revenue.
Yeah.
Okay, and all of these things, they add up. And then at the end of the day, you have a website for 5 years and didn't make one sale or didn't get one new customer through it.
Yes.
Okay. That's why we talk all about all these little details.
Yeah. And in terms of getting your website fast, to be faster, you can check the page load speed of the different pages on your website through Google Page Insights or Page Load Speed Insights. Just Google it and you'll find it. Page Speed Insights, right? And then you can check it, make sure that it's all in the green. I think it's over 80% or something like that, or 75%. And then, ensure that your website on a whole, the pages that they go to are fast and loading quickly.
So if you go...
you can go ahead and then continue.
Yeah, so if you go to Google, just type in page speed insights or website loading speed test, something like that, you'll get probably a different options, mm-hmm. pick the one that says something from Google or Google Developer, mm-hmm. And then just put in your web address, your domain address, and mm-hmm. then Google will analyze your complete website, your complete domain, will analyze how fast it loads, how fast it loads on desktop, how fast it loads on mobile, what are the things that slow things down, do we have large images, videos, or scripts that maybe block it, and if I get too technical here, sorry.
Or links don't,
but,
don't work.
That is a thing that you can use to test your page speed and how fast it actually loads.
Mm-hmm. The next thing in terms of tech is that I think there's a misconception that you have to go to a web developer because it's difficult to get all this stuff done. It is actually much easier in today's day and age to create a website than to go to a web developer and have them do it for you. It's much easier to do it in-house. And the reason why I suggest in-house is because a website is not something that is static. It should be changing because your business is changing and information changes. You don't want to go to your website. You don't want somebody to go to your website and then see information that is from 2010. When it's in 2020. You need to be able to update your website readily when you need to. And therefore, having the possibility to do that in-house is always good and not having to rely on somebody external. So what we usually suggest, for example, if you run a service-based business, then you can use Wix to create your website, wix.com. And if you run a product-based business, then you can use Shopify to create your website. And yes, we do prefer Shopify to WooCommerce and all the other ones as well. Yeah, it is just the best all-around website creator and hoster as well.
Exactly. So to round it up, if you want that necessary tech setup or all the things we just talked about, is, as I said earlier, built in or is mm-hmm. standard with all the modern solution with Shopify, with Wix, with Squarespace, things of that nature. Except WordPress, that's why we do not recommend it because it just tends to break on these things and that then ruins the whole thing.
And you have to have different things to actually make it secure. For example, you have to have external apps.
Yeah, just generally speaking, treat your website like you would treat a physical store location of your business. It's that important. Okay, when it comes to the planning, when it comes to the setup, when it comes to the maintenance, all of that, and you do not want to treat that as something that is unnecessary or a necessary evil that you will outsource to a freelancer or someone else. This is a super important part of your business, especially now with the current situation. I mean, every business owner probably has realized that. And believe us, it will be more important in the future, not less. Okay, so we talked about the four most important points. Step number one, identify your goal and identify your one conversion goal that you want to have on your website. Mm-hmm. Make it clear what you're offering, so that your customers, your website visitors, do not have to think and to guess what your business is actually about. And then you need to have a clear call to action to make it easy for your customer to take the next step, so that they're not confused and easily can hit that buy button. And then, of course, all of that is kind of useless if the backend, if the basis, if the tech setup is not properly. So therefore, make sure you start with the proper tech setup from the beginning. And then we promised one bonus round that can easily double the revenue or the sales or the effectiveness, the conversions of your website. But before we do that, feel free to hit that like button. And tell us if it was helpful so far. And feel free now to put all your questions that you might have in the chat, in the comment section. Be as specific as possible. The more specific you are, the better we can answer. Mm-hmm. And then we will answer your question after the last point, after point number five, which we're going to talk about now, because probably the biggest where you get the most revenue from your website in your overarching marketing campaign is the retargeting. What do I mean by retargeting? You need to be aware that 99.9% of your website visitors, when they visit your website for the very first time, this is the first time they get in contact with your business, they will more than likely not buy and will not take that next step. Mm-hmm. Okay, they will, if you're lucky, maybe search a little bit on your website, but 99% of the first time visitors will not buy, will not take that next step. So therefore, you need to find a way to encourage them to come back and to keep in their mind. Okay, because if you look at statistics, if you look at research, it takes now between 7 and 15 touch points, depending on what study you're reading, before someone buys from you. Okay, that doesn't mean someone needs to visit your website 15 times, but that can be visit your website, your social media, right. Then they call you, then they have a visit, then they have a first call, then they research with someone else, then they talk to someone that bought already from you, then they watch a testimonial, then they research a little bit more on Google, then they make a call, then they visit your store, and then they buy. Okay, so it can be a very long customer journey. So therefore, you want to be able to be present over a longer period of time in your customer's mind, and you can do that with retargeting, meaning you probably experienced that before. You visited a website, you visited an online shop, and then for the next days or weeks over the internet, ads and content from that specific company is following you around. And that's what we call retargeting, meaning you can, we just talk about the biggest platforms here that we recommend that you should use. For example, you can retarget people easily on Facebook, on Instagram, meaning someone visit your website, then they get a little tag, they get marked by Facebook that they visited your website. And when they then later on scroll through their Instagram feed or on the Facebook platform, then you can show them again an ad, piece of content, whatever you might be, and said, hey, you checked out my website, you maybe did not finish your buying process, or hey, that might be interesting for you, come back. Okay, so that's a very, maybe, the most important part, that you collect that data, that you build that audience over time, and that you're able to retarget people. And to be able to retarget people, you need 2 to 3 things, usually a piece of code on your website. To be able to retarget people on Facebook and Instagram, you need to have the Facebook pixel installed on your website. That's a small piece of code. And to retarget people on or with the Google platform on YouTube, you need to have Google Analytics installed, which is something you have should have installed anyway, because you needed to track properly who is actually visiting your website and how people behave. But you can also use it to retarget people on all the Google platforms and on a lot of other websites where Google has their ads platform. And then last but not least, if you are more in the B2B space, if you're offering services to other businesses or products to other businesses, then you want to make sure you have the LinkedIn Insights tag installed on your website, because that enables you to get back to people on LinkedIn after they visited your website. All right, so really quick recap. And then we will check in with your guys' questions. So if you haven't done yet, feel free to drop your questions in the chat, and then we will start with the Q&A in a second. So again, if you run a business in Jamaica, if you operate in a Jamaican company and you think about getting a website, or your company maybe already has a website but is not really satisfied with the results, then here are the 5 steps or 5 points you should consider and think about. Step number 1, make sure that your goal, your conversion goal that you want to achieve with your website is very specific and is clearly identified, and should be only one goal.
And it should relate to your specific target market as well.
Exactly. Then step number 2, make it clear what you're offering on your website so that when someone visits your website, lands the first time there, that the person doesn't have to think a lot what you're actually offering. Is it for me? Is it not for me? Make it clear to the point. Step number three, you need to have a clear call to action so that if someone lands on the website, thinks, hey, that is for me, that sounds like me, I have that problem, that now that person knows, okay, what is the next step that I have to take? Okay, I have to click that button and schedule an appointment, or I have to click that button and buy that product. Okay, whatever it might be, have a clear call to action. Step number four, make sure that your tech setup is properly, that everything from a tech standpoint is set up right, so that you are actually able to fulfill all the points that we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you will have a hard time doing so. And then step five, kind of the bonus point on top, make sure that you have everything set up also from a tech standpoint for your retargeting, that you have a proper retargeting strategy in place, and that you actually can bring back people that visited your website by reminding them on the different social platforms when they are on other websites to come back and actually stay on top of mind. All right, so I hope that was helpful so far. If that's the case, feel free to drop a comment, drop a like, or hit that like button, or how do YouTubers say, something like that. Or if you're on Facebook, the thumbs up. If you are on Instagram, then you can hit that heart thing. And I have no idea what you can do on Twitter, honestly. I think it's also a like or a heart. Anyway. Okay, so let's jump into the question or questions. Okay, hi Denise. So you do not have a website yet? Yeah, then I hope some of our tips are helpful and you can avoid some of the common mistakes. Okay, I want them to look at what we offer and call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So then I would definitely recommend that you have your phone number very, very prominent somewhere on the website, or even a button where it just says call us now. And mm-hmm. when they click the button, then again, people are probably on their mobile phone at the moment. Then they immediately get the number pre-populated and they just have to hit call and then they call you. Should be no problem to set that up. And if you already know what your specific goal is, congratulations, great, sounds good.
Yep, and it should also, the phone call or the number should be where your offers actually are, so that they know, okay, the next step to actually get what they are looking at on your website is to call you, and that's how they fulfill the purchase.
Karim says, one call to action is best, even from the web designer's point of view. Yeah, that's true. Makes things easier. Mm-hmm. Evolve Marketing Media. These are good tips, guys. Be sure to listen and to take notes. Yeah, thank you very much. And I hope you took some notes. If not, feel free to re-watch or watch the replay later on. We'll be on YouTube. One reason more to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And easy to search for as well on our YouTube channel.
Exactly. Find us at Ask Academy Jamaica on YouTube. Exactly. Mm-hmm. One problem we come across as web designers is the clients want too many buttons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So again, do not overwhelm your website visitors. Make sure it's very easy, not too much options where they can click on. Yeah, mm-hmm. Keep it simple.
Keep the goal as one conversion goal for the page.
Okay. Denise says, I have seen sales pages with lots of text and multiple buttons call to actions. This is annoying, but many sellers do this. I have even been on a course that promoted this method. What do you think? There's nothing wrong with multiple buttons. I think there's always always needs to be a balance between too much and too less. But generally speaking, yeah, there should be a button no matter where the visitor is on the page so that they don't have to search for it. I think that's generally speaking a good rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. But again, the call to action, meaning the actual action, not the clicking of the button, but the next step, the phone call, the visit of the store, the fill out the form, the conversion goal, this one should always stay or should always be one. Otherwise you have too many messages, you confuse the customer or the website visitor. So one call to action with a reasonable amount of buttons on the page. But again, less is generally speaking more in that case.
Yeah, I think we should probably make it clear. I don't know if you guys actually understand what we mean with the difference between call to action versus the goal or the conversion goal on the website. So for example, I'm selling this pen and you're on the sales page for this pen. I can have three or two different call to action buttons that lead to the same checkout page, but the buttons can say something different, okay? If you want it to. So that button is the call to action that leads to the checkout page. But the one goal is two buttons and one goal. It leading to the same place and it making them take the same action, but is more than one button. Okay? I don't know if that's clear. Do you think that's clear?
I don't know. Again, you have one call to action with just a phone call, the purchase of the product, whatever your business and your specific goal is. Okay? We don't know that. So. Yeah. You have to define that for your business. For example, someone earlier said a phone call is the thing or is the goal they want to achieve with the website. So that is your conversion goal. But now you have different call to actions / buttons on your website that lead them to that next step. Yeah. So one might be very prominent on your main page of the top of the fold. So that immediately someone lands on the website, homepage, there's the button that can click. Then you might want to have someone another button completely at the bottom of the page after someone scrolled completely down. Maybe you have another section where you explain your services or your products more in detail. Then you want to have someone there. Okay. As a general rule of thumb, you just want to make sure that your customers, as it is, or your website visitors in that case, that it's as easy as possible for them to take that next step. Okay. That they don't have to search for the next step for the button or whatever they need to do, but that you're also not bombarding them with call to actions and with too much buttons. I think the right balance is the right way to go here. Evolve Marketing and Media is also saying it shouldn't be spammy. Mm-hmm. Usually one at the top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom. Three max per page. That's probably a good rule of thumb. So actual SSL security can be purchased for about $10 per year. Yeah, exactly. It basically costs nothing. So there is, again, definitely no reason for someone to not have SSL encryption or generally speaking encryption on their website. So absolutely must have to have a secure and encrypted website in 2021. Because as you said, otherwise your customers or your visitors get these warnings. Website is not secure, not encrypted. Please leave. Not safe here. Karim says, if the website is designed great enough, you won't have a problem with many buttons. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a web design question. Can you give us the step-by-step process to do this as we begin the action of building a website? I think we just did. There are enough of educational or training videos out there on the specific software solutions. For example, Shopify has great training videos how to set up an e-commerce store or an online shop. Wix has great training videos. Squarespace, they all have really great videos where they show you how to do that and what to prepare for, what to think about when you set it up. So again, all the information is out there. Just have to go for it and research it. Because again, as we said earlier, you should make sure that you have the solution in-house, that you have control in-house. And if you source it out at the beginning, that you actually know what you're talking about, that you can talk to the web designer or whoever you're hiring to do that, that you can talk to them on an eye level and actually know what you want and not just get a pretty website back. And yeah, that doesn't convert at the end of the day.
Yeah, and we have spoken about websites and building a Shopify store, et cetera, in previous Sunday tea time. So you can get some insights there as well. Just go to our YouTube channel, Ask Academy Jamaica, and we have an entire playlist with our Sunday tea time episodes.
Yeah.
And you can search for it. Just press the search button.
Exactly. Yeah. Another reason to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done yet. And one important thing, you actually need to hit that bell notification thing because otherwise, yeah, YouTube just does not notify you when we upload new videos or when we go live. So make sure you have that notification turned on. About 90% of people using the internet on their mobile. Yeah, so definitely very important. Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. Shopify is better than WooCommerce, in our opinion, too. Yeah, I think there's, at least right now, in our opinion, no competitor with Shopify by far. Mm-hmm. It might change over the next years, but right now, yeah, Shopify is the king of the party, definitely. Denise is asking, and what do you feel about WordPress? For example, WooCommerce is the e-commerce part of WordPress, basically, or the e-commerce plugin, if you want to say so. Generally speaking, we are not big fans of WordPress because that's basically a kind of DIY solution that works for bloggers and things of that nature. And if you're really on a small budget and want to do things by yourself, then it can work. On the other hand, again, you have to do a lot of stuff manually. You need to update it every time. You need a lot of different plugins. Stuff breaks all the time. You need someone to maintain it. From a business perspective, do not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really do not touch it. There are much better solutions out there. If you're a freelancer or on a super small budget or a solopreneur and you do not have another solution, then you might go with WordPress. But again, Shopify costs so much, $30 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And any of the other website solutions, $10 a month, things of that nature. So there's really, as a business, no real reason to not use some of these premium solutions instead of something that someone or maybe yourself puts together on WordPress and then breaks in 2 months because you forgot to update something and then the whole system breaks or you get hacked or some and of the other not so nice things you mentioned earlier.
It's not a way to save money just because the top value or the face value of it is cheaper doesn't mean you'll actually be saving money because you'll be having to add on various apps, etc., to your website to make it work and function properly like a Shopify site would function on its own with that cost alone. Okay, so Shopify is everything built in, and in our opinion, it is also it's very cheap in comparison to everything else when you think about adding on everything else as well as what can break and then eventually cost you more in the long run. With Shopify, you get everything in one.
All right. So yeah, WordPress is more difficult, harder to learn, and lots of maintenance involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that sums it up really great. So yeah, nothing wrong with WordPress from a business perspective. Well, you have definitely better options to invest your money. Hopla, now the comments jumped a little. Again, feel free to put all your questions that you might have about websites, software, or whatever, in the comment section. We try to monitor it. I'm not sure if I can read everything on Instagram. So again, the best way is usually YouTube and the most stable connection. So you maybe might switch over there. Ja, ich weiß, ich bin noch am Scrollen.
Da.
Genau. So, Karim says Equid is pretty good too. It's definitely the best alternative for small businesses. Honestly, never heard about that. Hear about it the first time. Mm-hmm. So, cannot make any recommendation in that direction. But again, there are a lot of tried and proved solution out there that you can use. I think we mentioned someone already. That's absolutely right. And it's more touches the higher the price of the item you're selling. Yeah, I think you're referring to the touch points mm-hmm. and the customer journey. Yeah, absolutely correct. The lower the price point of your item, of your service, or your product, the shorter the buying cycle, the sales process of your customer, the higher the price point, the longer it takes for someone to actually make that decision. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely true. Okay, I offer spa services. I also sell products from supplements to detox teas to handmade natural soaps. Okay, so one tip here. When you have a website, I would, for example, decide upfront what you're actually offering or what you want to focus on the website. Do you want to focus on the services that you're offering, getting people into your spa? Or do you want an e-commerce solution where you actually can sell your products? Okay, that refers back to the first step that we were talking about. You need to make sure that you identify your goal for your website very specific and make it very clear. Shauna says, this was very helpful for both my new position for my job and my personal business. Glad to hear that. Glad if it was helpful. And feel free to share it with other people that you think can benefit from it. That would really help us out. Again, great if our input could help you a little bit with your decision or mm-hmm. Give you a different point of view. Again, just do your research. I'm sure you'll find the right solution for yourself. So I have products and a service. So are you saying to good create question. Two different sites? Mm-hmm. Good question. Let me answer this way. I'm not sure if you are really offering products and services. Let me explain what I mean by that. We often see that a lot of businesses can just not decide what they actually want to offer because they think, when I focus too much on this one, then I keep all the other people out that would, let's say, for example, you say, hey, I want to focus on my services. Mm. Then you think, oh, but other people that want to buy my products, I'm going to lose. That's not the case. Well, I mean, to a certain extent, it is the case. You have to make clear what you are not for, but you have to make even more clear what you are focusing on. Okay, so you need to make clear or for yourself if you focus on the services or on the products, because based on that, your whole communication would change. Your whole customer or your ideal customer would change because the mm-hmm. people that get or come to you for your services are probably a different type of customer than the people that buy your products. Then you probably also have a difference in the profitability of your services compared to your products. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe the profit margin of your services is way higher than the one of your products. Probably, I don't know. Okay, so all these things you really need to consider. And then in our opinion or in our experience, it's the best thing to say, okay, you focus on one of the two options. That doesn't mean that later on in time, you maybe can continue with the second option, but focus on one thing. Okay, and make sure that everything, your website, your messaging, your whole marketing focuses on that one goal. Don't get distracted with five different offers that you have. Focus it on one.
Yep. And just start with that.
Exactly. And therefore, you should also then create your website for that one goal. So mm-hmm. for example, if you're offering services, then we would recommend one of the other solutions, Wix, Squarespace, some of that. some of that solutions. If you offer specific products, physical products that you're going to sell, that you're going to ship or whatever, and you need an e-commerce solution, an online shop where people can buy and place their order and purchase and things of that nature, then you want to definitely use Shopify for that for that reason. Although you can also use the other the other websites and plug a kind of online shop solution there. Okay, but then again, that's then a kind of not really thoughtful solution. So again, make a decision for what you're actually standing for, what you're offering. Are you offering the service? Are you offering the product? What is what you're offering? What is the specific customer you're offering it? And then based on that, you go with the website that serves that goal the best.
Yeah, this is one of the first things that we go into in all of our courses. This is one of the most important things to actually know who you should be focusing on based on, as Simon said, the profitability that they give you based on whether you like working with them or not, and other values as well that you need to think about. But yeah, firstly, figure out who exactly you need to serve or you want to serve, and then focus on them before going to everybody else.
Yeah, making the plan before you actually start executing is so important. We see so often, a lot of business owners just, and I think every business owner is kind of guilty of that. Just, go full steam, start doing, start working, start building, full of passion. And then, 6 months down the line, looking back and thinking, if I would spend a little bit more time thinking what I actually want, what my business should stand for, what customers I want to reach, who I want to work with, what makes actually sense from an economic, from a number standpoint, then I would have made a different decision that could have saved you lots of time and money. Mm-hmm. Take the time to plan properly. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yep. Isn't it there that saying, if I have to chop down a tree, I would spend half the day or something sharpening the axe, mm-hmm. and then something like that, instead of going with a dull axe and then try to cut the tree.
Yep.
I think you get the idea. Okay, a lot of note taking. Great. Check out Webflow as opposed to WordPress. It's easier to use for non-designers and the sites are generally faster. Couldn't agree more. We hear a lot of great stuff about Webflow. So some great websites with that. Mm-hmm. So for use WordPress, definitely check out Webflow 100%.
Basically, we're all saying WordPress.
Exactly. Put that to the side. Okay, content at Jamaica. Welcome to the show, first of all. And then, call to action explanation was clear.
Okay,
great.
Good
to hear that.
Great.
Okay, then it's possible to use Shopify for both products and services. Mm-hmm. You simply list the service as a product and use cheap Shopify apps like Book That App if your service requires appointments. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There are tons of third-party apps that you can actually pair and plug into your Shopify store and then also offer, for example, appointments or services, things of that nature. But from if you are only offering services, then there are better solutions out there.
Just for services.
Exactly, just for services. And for e-commerce, definitely Shopify. And we always recommend to go with the solution that fits your business the best. But as I said earlier, or as you mentioned absolutely correctly, most of the modern websites you can use for both or for both type of businesses. Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. Yep, thanks for the tip.
Great for helping each other. Yeah,
people helping each other.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, here we go. Equid is a widget. Unlike Shopify, it allows for integration in almost any website and can stand alone as an online store as well. Mm. Okay. Maybe again, I think there are a lot of smaller solutions out there for smaller budgets and with less functionality that you can use.
Yeah.
And it has a free plan. Okay. Okay, Karim is saying you could also create a landing page with two options, one for the products and the other for the services, that way each set of pages has one goal. Yeah, yeah, for sure, you can do that and try to basically address both customers and both products and services on one page or on one homepage or one website. Again, we would not, generally speaking, recommend that. Can do that, of course, if it makes sense. But you want to focus again on one conversion goal. First, make that work, and then you can focus on a second one. Otherwise, not you from a tech and backend standpoint get easily overwhelmed with all the second setup and all the copywriting, etc. But also your customer, because your customer usually comes to your website because they want to solve one specific problem. That's why they are here. And if they get now 2, 3, 5 options, then they are kind of confused. So again, keep it simple.
Yeah, and bear in mind that you'd have different marketing campaigns leading to each of these landing pages, that it's not everything bundled in one. And that's why we say focus first, because you need to focus on getting one thing running properly so that it works on its own, not really on its own, but pretty much. And then you can go to the rest.
That's it. Okay, thank you guys. That advice and focus was very good. Yeah, great to help you. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. I hope everybody that is watching learned something and took some notes and got something out of it. And it was actually helpful for you guys, no matter if you are live right now or if you're watching the live stream, the replay, exactly, later on. Feel free to share your thoughts. Feel free to drop a comment, share it with someone that you think can also benefit from that. Mm-hmm. And give it a like, give it a thumbs up. And if you haven't done yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you next time, meaning next Sunday at 5 p.m. As every Sunday, we go live at 5 p.m. For our Sunday tea time. And like today, talk about business and marketing related stuff for Jamaican companies, for Jamaican business owners. And try to answer all your questions. So again, we hope it was helpful. We hope you have a great week. And we hope to see you next time. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye.